the sound.
Apostle Trina Davis, and I am your moderator for today. And praise God, the song says, "Never said a word, but I know my Father heard me." That's the sound of victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord God. And we're going to have a scripture reading this morning, praise God. And Minister Sierra is going to read the scripture. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Minister Sierra, are you on the line? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Pastor Michelle, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line, but hold on a second, please.
Okay. Praise God. Well, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, the word of God, we just, Father God, we just thank you in Jesus' name, Lord God, that your word says that if we call on the name of the Lord, we shall be saved, Father God. So I just thank you, Lord God, for that as we call on your name, you said, he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church in Jesus' name. And so, Lord God, I just thank you for giving us ears to hear and a heart to receive what you have to say to your people today, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. I thank you for your word. It is life unto those that find it and health to all our flesh. So I thank you for the word, Father God. I thank you for your logos. I thank you for knowledge is power. And I thank you, Father God, that as we hear your word, that you said that as we hear your word and do it, Lord God, that we do your word, Father God. So we're not going to just hear your word, but we're going to actually walk and live in it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And so we want to call forth Pastor Michelle so she
Apostle
can pray. Yes, ma'am.
Apostle Trina, Minister Sierra is dialing in now.
Okay, so, but we want to.
Amen.
Is she on the line now? Praise God.
She's dialing in. You can go. You can go.
Okay, praise God,
the
Pastor Michelle. Can you start? Can you open up in prayer? Glory be to God.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Hallelujah! 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 God, we just thank you on today, God, in expectancy, God, that you woke us up this morning with a right mindset on you, God. If we've done anything in your eyesight, God, forgive us on today, God. Oh, God, let us reverence you on today. Let it be about you, God, not about us, but about you, God. Oh, God, we just thank you for the fresh breath of air, the sun that's shining outside on today, God. We just thank you, God, that you made everything in your hands, God. And, God, we just thank you for the word that's about to go forth on today, God. We just thank you for I am a ruby. We thank you for our Queen Apostle Tashana Wiley on today, God. Oh, God, have your way on this line, God. Let this line have the filling of the fire from you, God, that's up above, God. And we just thank you for it, God. I decree and declare that, God, everything that you put inside of us, that we bring it out so we can help someone else on today, God. God, we just thank you for the healing that's on the line on today, God. Oh, God, have your way, God. Have your way, God. Have your way, God. Let us be able to serve you like never before. Let us be able to know that it is you who have made this earth, who can do everything, everything but fill us right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you on today. We can't praise you enough, God. We just have to keep saying we thank you, God. We love you, God. We expectancy, God, of what you're about to do on this line. We're in expectancy of your word, God, and we just thank you so much, God, on today, God, and just continue to have your way. Let someone run and say, what must I do to be saved? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, for dying on the cross for our sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you again, God. We thank you again, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Just do what you have to do inside of us, God. That we know that it's you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. It is so. It is done. And it is on purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Michelle, for that powerful prayer. Yes, Lord God, do whatever you have to do inside of us, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Have your way. Have your way, Lord God, like you always do on the airways, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Minister Sierra, would you like to come forth and read the scriptures? Praise God.
Yes, I can.
Amen.
The scripture I will be reading is John 3:16, and it reads as, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for blessing us to have eternal life. Thank you for that powerful scripture, woman of God. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. So we're going to go forth with our testimony right now in Jesus' name. And we know everyone is going to be blessed. Glory be to God.
Comfort. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the wilderness,
"Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God."
Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together.
For the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
A voice says, "Cry out." And I said, "What shall I cry?"
All people are like grass, and all human faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.
You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah,
"Here is your God."
See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breath of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the Spirit of the Lord, or instruct the Lord as his counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? And who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor its animals enough for burnt offerings. Before him, all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. With whom, then, will you compare God? To what image will you liken him? As for an idol, a metal worker casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions silver chains for it. People too poor to present such an offering select wood that will not rot. They look for a skilled worker to set up an idol that will not topple. Do you not know? Have you not heard? has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff.
To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal?
Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say Israel?
My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God.
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for that great testimony, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord endures forever. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, but the Lord says that his word will live forever, and we can look unto the Lord from which cometh our help. Praise God. That testimony is so rich and so powerful. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for that wonderful testimony. Thank God for the word. Hallelujah, Jesus. So right now, we're going to have praise and worship. Hallelujah. So I'm so sorry. I just ask you guys to be a little bit patient with me. I haven't been moderator in a moment, so I apologize. We're going to have seed planting, which Pastor Rochelle is going to come before us and do the seed planting right now. So praise God.
Amen. I'm coming to you reading Malachi at the 8th verse. It said, will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with the curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meet in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vines cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. and all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. We just thank God for the reading of the word, Malachi 3:8-12. Thanking God for being able to, bring our tithes and offering to the storehouse. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you on today. We thank you, God, that you've given us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, God, that we will bring all of our tithes and offerings to the storehouse. And God, that we will not be cursed, but you will pour out a blessing upon us, that we won't have enough room to receive it, God, that our cup will run over right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you for just being obedient to the word of God, because we just heard what it says. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for this Sunday, God, that we're doing even better in the new year. Hallelujah. The third Sunday in this year. So, God, we just thank you on today. We acknowledge that things are going right. Hallelujah. We love you and we adore you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Where you can go and press the link. You can pay PayPal. You can send your offering Western Union, MoneyGram. Hallelujah. And that this will be something that you will be blessed, not just thinking, well, I'm just doing it just because, but the word of God tells us that we'll be blessed. So just we just thank you for being able to just give your offering on today and your tithes, and just thanking God that he will begin to do, to give us to really tithe and offering and, give everything we need to the Lord. So I just thank God for that, and God bless everybody on today.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us so that we can be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, Lord God, thank you, Father God, for blessing people that want to give that cannot give, Father God, because of whatever situations they may be in, Lord God, but have a heart to give and to sow, Lord. I pray, Father God, in addition to Pastor Rochelle's prayer, I pray that you would just open up the windows of heaven and bless each and every one of us financially, Lord God. Bless us with jobs and give us creative ideas and ways to generate money, Lord, revenue, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so that we can sow into our families, into our ministries, into this great ministry, Father God, into our leaders, Father God, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God, for debt cancellation, Lord God, for freedom from debt, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to give. And it's one of the things that I wanted to say before we move on to praise and worship was when the testimony was going forth, one of the words that I wrote down was, the word of the Lord endures forever. And so in Isaiah 40:9, get yourself up on a high mountain, O Zion, bearer of good news. Lift up your voice mightily, O Jerusalem, bearer of good news. Lift up and do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. And so, Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, that we are bearers of good news. of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we're glory carriers. We're the bearers of good news. I thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord God. And I just thank you, Father God, that God has blessed us to be beacons of light in this dark world. And I just thank God for his love and kindness and his mercy and his grace and his goodness. In Jesus' name, I praise God for his word. And he said that he is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. And if he said it, it is so. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, praise God. And so as we enter into this this part of our service of praise and worship, you know, Lord God, I just pray that if there's anything blocking us from entering into your presence, if we are not already there, Lord God, in Jesus' name, wash us in the blood, purify us, cleanse us, Lord God, and teach us how to always live a life of worship and praise, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. And we cast every care down at your feet, every concern, as we humbly come before you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hayarobo shandarabakosi. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your love. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you that we want to minister to you and love on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for speaking to us, Lord God. And we thank you for praise and worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let it bring you wild. Let it bring you wild. Mm-hmm. Let it bring you wild. kept looking right into my face. And his words, my life, we hand in hand. It was just like I was listening to an old friend. Within any old man.
Ain't Yeah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Apostle Tashana, do you think we could have just a little bit more of that last song? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Song London, Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha.
Yes.
And Omega. We worship you.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Praise God. Yes, Lord God. We just right where you are right now, just unmute your phones for a minute and let's just in one voice praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Lord.
And Omega.
Thank you, Lord God.
Yes,
we give you
Lord.
All the glory,
worship
Lord.
You,
we
Lord.
Give you
God,
all the glory.
God, you
are
worthy
of all praise and honor.
Praise.
Father God, thank you
yes,
for your eternal love, Father God. Thank you for your
thank
honor,
you,
Lord. God. Thank, Lord. God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
you,
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord God.
Lord.
Thank
yes,
you, Jesus. Hallelujah, In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you all the glory and all
thank
the praise
you.
And all the honor, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for covering us and loving us and keeping us and raising us up and healing us and delivering us and sanctifying us and setting us free, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Lord God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah for your goodness, Lord. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, thank you, Father God, Lord God, for the speaker of the hour. Thank you for this great woman of God. Thank you for raising her up, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, that you have more for her life, Father God. It's not over yet, Lord God. Thank you for your love for her, Lord God. Thank you for covering her and her family, Lord God. Thank you for using her voice, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that she's a woman after your heart, Lord God. Her name is Pastor Sanika, Pastor Prophetess Sanika, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for keeping her and all that you've done in her and through her, Father God. Thank you that there's more coming, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for the great patience that she has, Father, and the abilities that you've given her, Father God, and the skills, Lord, and the creativity, Father God. And the wisdom, Lord God, that you have given her, Father God. We thank you for her life, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for her family, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you that she's a great leader, Father, in Jesus' name. And so we just thank you for Pastor Prophetess Tanika. She's going to come forth and speak the word of life to us. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Sanika, praise God.
Amen. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, and what you hear, let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. Father God, we come in your name, Lord. Just thank you. High devotion, Father God. We thank you for the word that will be released on today, Father God. We ask that your people are open to hear what you have for them to receive on today, Father God, and that they will meditate on it for the rest of the week, Father God. We thank you for this powerful word about love, Father God, and what it means to have agape love, Father God. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I am going to be coming out of St. John, the third chapter, verses 16 through 17, and 1 John, 4 chapter, verses 8 through 12. When you all have it, just say amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. I'm coming out of the King James Version of the Bible, and St. John 3:16 through 17 reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Amen, amen. And now we're going to go to 1 John chapter 4 and read verses 8 through 12. "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us." I have read St. John, chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, and 1 John 4, verses 8 through 12 in the King James Version. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearer and doers of his holy word. Today's sermon topic is "God Says I Love You, My Children." The subtopic is "Stop Doubting My Love for You." Amen, amen. Again, the topic is "God Says I Love You, My Children." And the subtopic is "Stop Doubting My Love for You." So we know that agape is the greatest love God has for us and that we should have for one another. We know that 1 Corinthians 13 and 13 tells us that, "And now abide faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity." So we know that love is the greatest that God wants us to have for one another. We know that we read about in 1 John 4 and 8, we just read, "He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." So if you don't love each other, then we know that you are not of God, because God is of love. We also know in Matthew 22, verses 36 and 40, it talks about agape love when it states, "Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And a second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So we know that the greatest commandment God has, that we love him first and then we love each other second. We're talking about agape love. We know that God loved us so much that we read in John 3:16 that he sent his only begotten son to die for our sins, that if we believe we will have everlasting life, and that he was sent not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. We know that Jesus loved us enough, and St. John 15:12-13, where it reads, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." That's agape love, that you should love one another enough to lay down your life for each other. Because God loves you. And he know that many of you thought that he didn't love you in 2016. A lot of you all went through unnecessary trials because you doubted the love that God has for you. God says he loves every one of you enough to allow you to see 2017. A lot of people didn't see 2017, but you made it in. So walk in his agape love for yourself and amongst each other. He wants everyone to stop allowing the enemy to play mind tricks with you. If you don't believe that God loves you, then watch him show you how much he loves you. God says he loves you enough to keep his word in Romans 8:28, where it says that all things work out for the good of those who are called according to his purpose and his will. So we know that if you love God, you've been called according to his purpose and his will, everything is going to work out in your favor. God says he loves you enough that Psalms 37:4 reminds us that he'll give you the desires of your heart. Just as he loved you enough to send his only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross for your sins, he wants you to love each other beyond everyone's fault. We quote 1 Peter 4:8, but do you really understand what it means when it says love covers a multitude of sins? And a lot of believers don't believe that love will cover a multitude of sin. But if you have that agape love that God told you to have and that he has for you, it covers a multitude of sins. It covers the sins you committed against God, but he still shows you agape love. So if he could show you agape love when you sinned against him, you should be able to show agape love against your fellow brothers and sisters who have sinned against you. Because as we know in 1 Peter 4:8, love does cover a multitude of sins. We also know that John 3:16 shows you that I am the I am loved all of us enough to send Jesus to die on the cross to cover the multitude of our sins, because 2 Corinthians 5:21 reminds us that Jesus was the ultimate sin offering for us who didn't know any righteousness because we only knew sin, and Jesus was the divine atonement made for our sins so that we can become righteous by God. Because Jesus never sinned, but his divine death was atonement for our sins. Jesus says he loves you enough that he laid down his life willingly when God sent him to die for your sins. So if God can send his only begotten son to die for your sin, and Jesus could go to the cross knowing that he never sinned, but that he had to be the divine ultimate sacrifice for your sin, then God wants you to walk amongst each other and to have that agape love and to love each other beyond our faults. Because if God can love us beyond all of our faults, we should be able to love each other. And 2017, the greatest thing God wants us to do is to love him and love each other. We would not accomplish anything as alumni members in the body of Christ, if we don't walk in love. That is the greatest commandment God gave us, to love him and then love each other. So we must walk in love. And I'm not talking about, oh, I love you today and tomorrow I'm talking noise about you. I'm talking about agape love, where I love you, where if you stab me in the back, I still love you. I can still call you the next day. We can still have a laugh about it and keep it moving. Love is the greatest thing you can love. And it's the greatest gift you can give to each other. It's an action word. You have to walk the walk and talk the talk about love. And how you show people love will speak volumes. God wants you to know that he loves you. But he is challenging us to love each other just as much as he loves us. No more of this swaying back and forth and then double-minded. Love covers a multitude of sins. And if love covers a multitude of sins, love is the easiest thing we can do for one another, but we make it the hardest because we're walking in our feelings and our emotions, but we have to check our feelings and emotions and walk in love. It's not rocket science to walk in love. We just got to die to our flesh daily and walk in love. Yes, people don't deserve your love, but guess what? You don't deserve God's love, but he gives it freely. As his children, he has given us his agape love freely, even when we didn't deserve it. So what's stopping us from giving each other our love freely? We know that God loved us enough to send Jesus to the cross, and Jesus loved us enough to actually die on the cross, and God loved us enough to give us an opportunity and choice on whether we see heaven or Hades. The choice is the individual choice to either walk in agape love or to walk in sin for hatred. So you have the choice as members of the body of Christ to just walk in love. The choice is individual. It's personal. It's between you and God. But I challenge everyone, is what God is saying, to walk in love more, to forgive each other, to work with people who you know you may not be able to get along with all the time, to do more as the body of Christ, to just love each other, because love will empower you, it will inspire you, and it will keep you motivated. If you're doing what you have to do and you're loving each other and loving yourself and loving God, you'll be on your grind in 2017 doing what God has called you to do. You won't have time to, as I post today, worry about those who hate you, because that doesn't matter. You love people and you're doing what God has called you to do and you are on your grind. So I just want to, as God says, challenge each one in the Alumni Association to love each other, to work together. We have over 300 members in the Alumni Association. I challenge each and every one of you all to love each other. I want to see each and every one of you all on the Gospel Explosion in 2017, moderating, bringing the word, doing seed planting. I'm talking about loving each other so we can come together to do what God has called us to do. Every one of you on the Alumni Association is important to God. You are vital to the body of Christ. But if you don't love each other and you can't work together, then we're useless to God. So God has challenged all of us to come together to do what he has called us to do, and let's take 2017 by storm. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for the word that you have about agape love and that how you loved us enough, Father God, that you sent your only begotten Son to die for our sins, Father God. Jesus didn't stand at all, but he made the ultimate sacrifice to die for our sins, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for challenging us to walk in agape love, Father God, to love one another sincerely, Father God, and to do all we can to help one another, Father God, because we are each other's family, Father God. We are to have each other's back, Father God. We are to pull aside all the foolishness, Father God, and let's do what we have to do for 2017, Father God, so we can all get our blessings, Father God. Because if we don't work together, none of us will get those blessings. And we need those blessings, Father God, to save more souls, Father God. We just thank you for your word, Father God. We seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. We pray against any whiplash, any backlash, any retaliation, higher devotion in the name of Jesus for the word that was released. Any silent killer, sudden death, premature death, Father God. Any schisms from the new name, Father God, any whiplash, backlash, we seal this prayer, high devotion, and the only most powerful name we can, in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, amen, amen, amen. I turn it back over to you, Apostle Trina.
Praise God, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That word is so powerful. It is so powerful, powerful, praise God. You know, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's so much to be said within what the Lord had you to speak, and the power of love, and not just any love, but God's love. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So praise God. We'll be coming to comments and remarks pretty soon. Praise God. But right now, we're going to have altar call. And Pastor Melvin is going to usher in the altar call for us right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Pastor Melvin, are you there? Praise God. Pastor Melvin? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Apostle Jones? Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Okay. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Pastor Melvin, are you there? Okay. I will go ahead on and do altar call if Pastor Melvin is not on the line right now. Or maybe he just can't get through or something. I'm not really sure. But we're just going to move right along. Praise God. Bless Pastor Melvin, Father God. Hallelujah. So right now we're going to do altar call. And that means that, you know, the Bible says that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord, that we shall be saved. For with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart, I haven't quoted the scripture in a long time, but with the heart man believe unto righteousness. And when you confess the Lord with your mouth and you believe in your heart Jesus is Lord. And so this is the time where if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know, this is the time for you to just surrender your life to Him. You know, surrender your heart, your life, your cares, your worries, your concerns, your burdens. He's a burden bearer. And He came to die on the cross for all mankind, but it's up to each and every one of us individually to accept His sacrifice of love for us. And so when He died on the cross, He died for you, He died for me, He died for your family, and He's given us a free choice. We're free moral agents. And so He says, come. He stands at the door and knock, and He says, if any man opens up his heart, He said, He'll come in and sup with you, and He'll set you free. You'll be born again spiritually, and you'll be born into His family, and heaven will be your home. And at that point, once you've confessed Jesus with your mouth and you believe in your heart that He's Lord, then you start living a life that shows Him that you are, that you love Him, and that you've given Him first place lordship over your life completely. And so that's what it's about. And so and if we've fallen from grace, you know, I've always said that you don't have to have committed some big sin, killed somebody, or robbed a bank or something. It could be a simple, God could have whispered in your ear, I want you to go right, but you went. But sometimes we go left, or sometimes we'll do, you know, what we want to do in this other situation, and we get in a bind or mess up, and we just have to come before God and say, Father, I repent. Forgive me. I've gotten off course. I've gotten off a course with the Word. I haven't spent time in the Word or prayer. You know, I didn't sow that seed that I knew you was telling me to sow into the ministry and everything. So forgive me for doubt, just those things, and they add up. And so, you know, I believe that God has called us to live a life of repentance, you know. And so I think it's a good thing that we go before the Lord, even when we don't even can't see something that we've done. Lord, we just want to make sure our slate is clean in the morning, during the day. Lord, forgive me, and go on your day and walk with the Lord, and don't hold guilt and shame on you at all. You know, just repent, get up, and let's continue to move forward in Christ. And so we're just going to take this time and just repeat after me. Or I'll just pray over everybody. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, I'm going to personalize it, and you can just personalize your own prayer. Father God, forgive me of my sins, Lord God. Forgive us of our sins, the things that we've said, the things that we didn't say or we've said, Lord God, that we shouldn't have said, Lord God. Forgive us. You just forgive us of everything, hidden sins, unknown sins, deliberate sins, Father God, whatever they may be, Father God. Wash us and purify us in the blood of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart, Father God, in Jesus' name, and renew a right spirit within us, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Everything that is in our way that would hinder our relationship with you, Father God, and our walk, Lord God, with you, Father, remove it from us, Lord. Deliver us from evil, Father God. Sanctify us and set us free, Father God, so that we can walk uprightly before you, Lord God, in holiness and truth, Father God, and with a pure heart and clean hands, Father God, in Jesus' name. And so we confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We give you preeminence in all our whole life, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. And so we thank you for this prayer. We commit and rededicate our lives to you in Jesus' name, Father God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to lead your people into prayer and into repentance or accepting you for the first time as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, is an act of faith, and we're saved by grace through faith, Lord God, in Jesus' name. So we just thank you for your love, and we thank you for that sacrifice of love, the act of love that you did on the cross when you died on the cross and you rose again, and you're on the right hand of the throne of the Father, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your love for us, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. That's the sacrifice of love that you display for us, Lord God. And the least that we can do is totally surrender our whole life, our whole being to you every day, Father God, and help us when we fall short, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Thank you. And I praise you for your people, Lord God. I thank you for the hearers, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Lord God. Amen and amen. Praise God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father God, for that prayer, Lord God. I thank you. And so right now I'm just going to open up the mic for comments and remarks to Pastor Sanika, for that great message that God has given us. So the mic is open, so anyone could, you know, make some comments or remarks. Praise God.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. One for the Father, amen. One for the Son, and amen. Truly one for the Holy Spirit. This is Evangelist Mother Pat. Amen, amen. All I can say to Pastor Sonika is continue to allow God to utilize you. You are truly blessed. Not only are you anointed, but you was definitely appointed for this job that God has for you. I personally want to thank you for that message talking about love and forgiveness. We have to love each other and we have to forgive each other. So I thank God that I was able to get on the line and be able to listen in. And that was a right now word for me. Amen. And I just want to say I love you. And I'm definitely very proud of you. Love you. I thank God for you for 35 years. Thank him for blessing me with you. I thank God for you just being you. And like I said, it has truly been a blessing. Love you, Pastor Sonika. Amen. I turn it back over to you, Apostle Trina. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Does anyone else have a comment or a remark? Praise God. And I have a comment. I just want to just say about, you know, that scripture where it says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. And so, Pastor Sonika, I always wondered about that scripture, about loving others, like God, you know, loving others. How could I love God? I used to think this, like when I first got saved, I didn't really have an understanding of it because I didn't love myself. So how could I love, you know, how could I love other people like the way God is calling me to? But as time went on and the Lord started doing a healing inside of me and I started growing in love with God in my relationship with God, and I start understanding about having a personal love relationship with him, I was able to understand. I had a revelation to a degree on loving others that way, the way God, the way the Lord had used you to minister on. So I understand that, you know, that we can't, I don't think it's possible to love the human race, to love an individual or somebody that we don't like us outside of God. Outside of God, but living in Christ and Christ living in us, you know, being one with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you know, in love with him and having a personal, intimate relationship with God, I can understand now how God has given us the power to love the unlovable, you know, a heart and a compassion to love those people, because God says that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. So we're not, it's not the people that are our enemies really, it's the spirit behind it. That's what I think. But I praise God for this message. You know, because God's love, I'm not going to say anything after this, but that's a part of my testimony is God's love. God's love saved my life. His love literally saved my life. So I just praise God for that. Thank you, Pastor Sonika. I really appreciate that. So is there anyone else that has a remark or has something to say before we move on? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay, so well, right now we're going to ask Chief Apostle Tashana Wiley, the founder of I Am a Ruby Ministries, home of the FIFO Platinum Eagles, and this great radio station. We're going to ask Apostle Tashana to come forth and you know, give her remarks. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, all I can say, it was a powerful word, a right now, Raymeric word. Pastor Nika, that word was definitely, definitely, definitely needed for the people. I think that everybody should listen to this again. This message was definitely, it talked about so many key points. Oh, my God, oh, my God. It was so many key points about getting out of your way and your emotions. And how love is the key. Hallelujah. She talked about no more going forth and being double-minded. Hallelujah. And that, oh, my God, you can get in, you can have a dispute with one of your fellow brothers and sisters and then go out and have coffee the next day and laugh about it. Come on now, my God. That right there, I'm telling you, I was taking notes. I was working on our syllabus for the Platinum Ruby University, but I was also taking notes at the same time. I'm telling you, my God, that right there, that childlike faith. That right there, what she was talking about today, I don't think anybody even know what she was teaching. She was teaching the kingdom. When she, I promise you, and y'all know when I say I hear something, it's what I heard. She was teaching as in the spirit of Jesus Christ himself. My God. She was teaching in that love, that humbleness that Jesus was teaching. In the Platinum Ruby University, we're learning about vision. We learned about how Jesus would talk in parables. And so Jesus would talk in that humbleness, that meekness, that gentleness, that gentleman, and parables. And so she was that way. She was teaching 1 Corinthians 13 in a whole other different realm. She was teaching the greatest above all that you can have. You can prophesy to nations. You can tell mysteries. You can understand why the earth do this and why the universe do that and why the soul system do that. But without love, it renders you nothing. Hallelujah. My God. She was teaching in that realm. It was apostolic breakthroughs, literally from the beginning of the broadcast to now. My God, I'm telling you, whatever you needed, whatever you need is here. It's right here. You don't even got to ask anybody to pray for you and agree with you or nothing because it's right here on this airway. If you listen to this broadcast again, my God, it's here. My God. It was literally here. Even to the point that she was speaking, I was even hearing David. My God, a son. My God, my chosen after my own heart. Everybody never understood why David was the only one out of everybody in the Bible, and he did more than maybe most of. You know why? Because of his love for everyone, his love. And it's kind of like what Apostle Trina said, that God is calling us all to walk in the spirit of repentance. He is to live a life of repentance. He really is, and that's what David lived. He lived a true life of repentance and love. You remember when Absalom tried to kill him? My God, literally took him out. What did David do? He cried more than anybody. Oh, my son, Absalom, Absalom, I wish I had left me instead of you, because he loved everybody. Everybody who ever came against him, even Saul, even when he could have taken Saul out, David's love for God and love for Saul and love for Jonathan and love for the anointing on his life. Come on now, somebody. Some of us don't love the anointing on somebody else's life. My God. That's what I got. Oh, Jesus. I can stay in this all day. Literally. David had that love. Sometimes we can like a person,
but not love the anointing on their lives. We can love a person, but not respect or love the anointings on their life. And David loved that about Saul, even though Saul was literally trying to kill him. Come on now, somebody. Some of us are going through some test, trial, tribulation, as the woman of God said in 2016. But in 2017, God said, let that stuff go. Move on. Get out your mind, will, and emotion. Forgive. Love is the key. Let's go ahead and move forward. And you can get into that place, but you can love like David. He told King Saul, he said, I could have taken you out, but yet I did not, because I love you, and I love more the anointing. I will not touch God's anointing. Oh, my God. So that's what I got out of this message. Powerful. Ponderosa Pabero. Powerful word. My God, my God. Oh, my God, Pastor Nika, powerful, powerful word. My God, may God continue to give you that shepherd's heart. Hallelujah, that shepherd that tends to the sheep, that protects the sheep from the lion and the paw of the bear. Come on now, somebody. My God, that God allow you to walk in that Jeremiah 23 anointing, a shepherd after his own heart, that will begin to love his children, love his sheep, minister the love of God to his sheep. My God. Woo, Jesus. May you begin to grow, oh my God, even in your teaching, your preaching, your anointing. May your languages expand to the heavenly, oh my God, cosmological, my God, anointing of the dimensions of heaven. My God, may the power, my God, begin to go and flow through you that will shift your mind, my God, even while you're sleeping. My God, may God begin to anoint you, appoint you, and continue, my God, to use you for his kingdom powers, kingdom anointing, his kingdom agenda, and may you walk in God's kingdom values. Hallelujah. Not one word will fall to the ground. Oh, my God, everybody listen to the sound of my voice and listen to this message, wonderful, powerful, wonderful God, spoken on today, walking that childlike faith as Jesus teaches. Because that's what she was talking about. If you get into it with your brothers, sister, you forgive them and have coffee and chill. That's what I see my grandkids do every day. They fight, but yet they love each other. Don't even bring it up again. Hallelujah. Walk in a childlike faith and walk in the things that God has for your life. My God, I'm turning this mic back over to you, Apostle Trina. My God, it's you.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Again, thank you, Pastor Sanika, for that powerful word. Hallelujah. And Pastor Sanika, she's going to come forth and give us some announcements. And after the announcements, can you close us off in prayer?
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Our first announcement is as follows. Please join us Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as the prophetic intercessory team will be on the line to take your prayer requests and your agreement prayer requests. Please come out and join them. On Tuesday, if you would like to participate in the Platinum Ruby University, they are having a class about dreams and visions and what it truly means. If you would like to join the class, please reach out to our Chief Apostle Tashana Wiley or Apostle Trina Davis, and they will get you signed up for that class. On Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m., we have Evangelist Mother Pat and Apostle Todd. They will be on the main line to do midday prayer with you, so please come out and join them. You will have a blessed time having that midday prayer. It is a vital asset to pray in the middle of the week. It will get you through to Sunday. Amen, amen. Saturday morning at 6:30 a.m. in the time, we have Pastor Jones and Apostle Jones with I Am a Ruby Jacksonville. They will be hosting their weekly sunrise services. Please come out and join them and support them. And then live next Sunday will be the Mother's Board presenting the Sunday Gospel Explosion. Please come out and join the Mother's Board and Evangelist Mother Pat as they have a word for you. Also, we are asking each alumni member to donate a minimum of $5 to our sister Jumanji Wiley. She's a young lady who runs our switchboard. We want to give her a love offering for being diligent and faithful and coming to work our switchboard for us and for taking time out of her busy schedule to always be there whenever we are on a radio show. It's a blessing to be a blessing to others. And if you would like to participate and give her that love offering, you can go to imaruby.com. Click on seed planning / partnership at the top of the page. You can scroll down to the bottom and put your amount. And then in the comment section, put her name. And we thank you in advance. This includes our announcements for the week. If we have any more, I will post them on the website. And I just want to thank everyone who participated in the Sunday Gospel Explosion, from the moderator to the scripture reader to the prayer to the seed planting to that powerful testimony we heard to those praise and worship songs. And I just thank the Lord for this mighty experience we had on the Sunday Gospel Explosion. We was in different dimensions and realms of the Lord, and I just thank the Lord that we had a mighty time. I am humble and appreciative to be your alumni leader and to host the first Sunday Gospel Explosion for 2017 with the Alumni Association. And I thank each and every one of you who thought it not robbery to take time out of your day to come on the line. I pray that you meditate on agape love and its true meaning, and that you let God lead you in being able to extend agape love to everyone, just as God has extended it to us. Father God, we just thank you, high devotion in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this powerful word about agape love and what it really means to have agape love, Father God. We thank you for the examples in the Bible that shows us, Father God, what agape love is all about, Father God. We thank you for those powerful scriptures that were read on today. We ask you, high devotion in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we will all walk together in agape love and unity in our one accord, because we are one body, one mind, one spirit. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we pray against any whiplash, any backlash, any retaliation, any silent killers, premature death, any schism and ism that would try to come against your people for the word that was released on today, Father God. We walk in total freedom, Father God. We eliminate any fear, Father God, that would try to come against us, that would try to keep us, Father God, from walking in agape love. And we cast that to the dry places never to return again, Father God. We say this prayer in the name of Jesus, and we thank you in advance for walking in agape love, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. And now we will have our closing song, and then we will come back and say agape.
W Mind Block Radio. Turn it up.
For sound.
Agape.
Agape. Praise God.
Agape.